Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Live from the World Pork Expo, you know, if you want to drive your growth for your pork production, you can here with Ralco. I'm here with Jeff Morris, the Territory Sales Manager, and he's a WPA Board Director as well. So, World Pork Expo, it hasn't happened for a while. Talk about it.
Yes, this has been an exciting week here, reconnecting with a lot of people that we've known for years and getting to see them, network with them, and attitudes are awesome. I mean, just there's so many people that we're sitting down, talking, having good conversations, and just attitudes are great with the pork industry and the pork business right now.
Now, you said you've been to the first one. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I guess it dates myself as an old guy, but I can remember two years after I got out of college, I drove out with a friend that was selling feed in Southern Illinois at the time and attended the very first one, and I've been to all of them except for one since then. So, and that would have been in right around 1990.
That's cool. What are some things that you really enjoy here? Why does this one separate from other expos?
Yes, it is just a large business, but it's such a small community of people that we've known each other for over the year. And it's fun to see the different variety of producers and the niche markets that they address, what they serve, a size and scope. It's just really enjoyable to see everybody having so different many things that make their success in the pork business.
So now it's a World Pork Expo, but as we transition to summer, we're looking forward to county fairs and state fair. What advice do you have for those who are showing pigs at the county fair or state fair?
You know, the big thing is the work begins at home. And the county fair, it needs to be your vacation. And that all the hard work as far as skin and hair and walking, exercising, training, and getting the right nutrition and such, that all should have begun 100 days before the show. And then the county fair is game day, and where you can take a little bit of a break and enjoy your friends and the county fair, and then enjoy the culmination of your project and hard work for the previous 100 days.
Now I could see that you probably showed at the county fair, maybe a champion or something. What's your background in relations to hog production?
I did. I remember my parents, and that's how I got started and into this business. Is my parents bought me a Hampshire gilt when I was 10 years old, and have had either my kids or families that I help, and myself and my brother and my niece showing ever since then. And that was a long time ago, and it's changed. And now my stepkids that I work with at home, I think we went to over 20 shows last year. So, and we leave the World Pork Expo and then go to the exposition in Indianapolis, where there's over 5,600 junior entries there next week in Indianapolis. So, exciting times.
So you mentioned you have 20 shows last year. Does that mean you have 40 shows this year?
We probably won't do 40. And sometimes I get old and tired and I don't want to look at the calendar and know the exact number. So, but we'll just, if there's a show, we'll be at it.
That's great to hear. So now we're in summer. It is hot out, whether we're in Iowa or Wisconsin. Do you have any advice to maintaining stress and heat with hog production?
Yep. Plenty of water. Plenty of water, and use those fans. And truly, if you keep an eye on them and you keep them well hydrated, check your water lines. I know I see a lot of people that don't think about direct sun on like water hoses or water lines. Pigs don't like boiling hot water, and so they're not going to drink. So just make sure that your water supply is good, fresh, clean, and cool, and then keep them rinsed and keep them under a fan, and you'll be good.
That's cool. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there any additional comments you have?
Glad to talk to you, and I encourage everyone that when we have this again next year, come out here and see what the pork industry is all about.
That's great. Thank you. That's Jeff Morris, who is now a WPA board director and is a territory sales manager for RACO. Live from an update from the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Michelle Stangler.